Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Good morning. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast, and I'm so excited to have two incredible women I just met today. But I've known them for a while because they've actually worked with Angela. And as I started off with them, I said, we're all members of the Angela Topman fan club. So welcome, Katie Mallory and Lou Childs. This is a mother-daughter team, which I didn't realize until I was reading the information. So thank you for being with me today.
Thank you for having us.
They started a company. You know, when I talk to you all, I talk about the importance of successful businesses solve a problem or serve a need. And so Katie and Lou's story is such a perfect example of that. So they started a company called Slumber Pods, and they started with their own money. They got a little funding. They did a Kickstarter campaign. And then most recently, they were on Shark Tank. Now, I'm not going to really get into the Shark Tank because I'm sure a lot of their interviews right now are about that experience. So we'll touch on it. But most importantly, I want to go back to the beginning because it kind of all started when you went to visit your mom with your I assume it was your first child. So Katie, Lou, tell me a little bit about how, because you both had full-time jobs, the other things you were doing, and then this situation happened. So share it with us, Kate.
Sure. So when my oldest daughter was about a year and a half, my husband and I went to visit my mom for the holidays, and it was a full house because I have a lot of siblings. My mom has six kids and three stepchildren as well. We had to share a room with our daughter, and she was a great sleeper at home, was sleeping 11 or 12 hours a night, but there in the same room with us, she could see us because of some light coming through the blinds, and she kept waking up in the night and wouldn't go back to sleep. She didn't understand why we were there in the room with her. And we had no other places to go. We couldn't even go sleep on the couch in the living room because somebody else was on it. And we were so miserable and sleep deprived from getting 2 or 3 hours of sleep a night for two nights that we ended up going home a day early from that trip, which was really sad. And we thought to ourselves, we needed to find something that would give our daughter some privacy, at a minimum, a temporary wall, so she couldn't see us in the night. So I went and looked online for some kind of privacy solution, and I didn't find anything. So I then got creative and started bringing two cheap camera tripods with me and a big sheet to string between them to make a temporary wall. And that kept her from being able to see us, but it didn't solve the problem of us having to tiptoe around. We were still hiding under our covers with our cell phones or trying to read our Kindles in the bathroom or watch Netflix in the bathroom as she went to bed. So that worked, but it wasn't perfect. So that's when I actually would love to hand it over to my mom to talk about when we got serious about inventing a better solution.
Yeah, so it was really important to me because Katie's daughter that had that experience with her was the first of, I was hoping, many, many grandchildren. So we needed to figure this out so we could all travel together or they could come home and visit and share rooms with ease. So fast forward about a year and a half from that idea, I was laid off from my job. And Katie, coincidentally, was due with twins in about 2 weeks from that point. And for a minute, you know, I was upset, of course, unexpectedly being unemployed. But then I realized that we were being given a gift.
Things happen for a reason, right?
Yes, absolutely. I talked it over with Katie. I said, you know, not only will this be a great opportunity for me to come help you with the twins, which I wouldn't have been able to do for her entire maternity leave. But I said, if we're going to get serious about this idea, now is the time. So that is exactly what we did.
Well, I just love this because for all of the, you watching or listening to this podcast, you've all had good ideas. The question is, did you take the action? And we talk about the personal success equation, your passion, your talent, times the right association. Well, the two of them had each other and they started reaching out to other people to help them create this. But then most importantly, they took the action and so the, and then had faith in themselves. So you did reach out to the experts to help you design this, right?
We did. And I would love for my mom to talk about this accelerator program that we joined, because we did take action, but we also did something special that held us accountable to take that action quickly. So it wasn't just an idea that we talked about for years and years.
So there was a program offered in Columbus, Georgia, where I'm located, that is now formally called Startup Columbus. Mm-hmm. It is an incubator program, and we were part of the very first class. So a friend of mine, a couple of friends of mine were actually running that group and reached out to me at the last minute. I had no idea. I had not heard of it. And they said, Lou, we're running this program. We don't know if you have an idea or not, but we thought of you and wanted you to be aware of it. Well, I'm all in. So we signed up. I actually missed the first class because I was coming back from Pennsylvania. And on that flight, by the way, I watched Joy about the lady who invented the mops, and that gave me even further I needed that kick-started me into this whole thing. But the accelerator group was an 8-week class that helped us to know everything soup to nuts, that from idea to actually pitching in front of investors. So we learned about basic things like getting a patent and how important it is to be on top of your financials and have a really good support system for that. And Angela can attest that finances are not Katie and my strong suit. So that was really great information to learn. We also learned about design and, you know, how hard it is to get that accomplished, and just the resources for it, and more ideas. And it culminated with Katie pitching to a room full of media and investors and interested parties in Columbus, Georgia, which we were then invited back to a second round in front of investors, and were, I believe, the only group of those that pitched that day to actually get funding.
Well, so I want to congratulate you, because that means you really, you invested your time. I talk about you either spend your time or invest it, but going through the incubator to learn the tools that you needed to create the right business. And it's so important. And I'm sure Angela Merriman, I've told you, my husband's an intellectual property attorney. So we talk about the importance of protecting your ideas, the importance of the patents. Now your patent has been issued, right?
It's pending.
Pending. All right. Super. Excellent. Well, and that's wonderful, because it gives you that valuation. And I think it's fantastic. And you've had quite an incredible success. You've topped, I think, Angela referenced over 2 million units or 2 million in sales, right?
2 million in gross revenue. More than 10,000 units have been sold.
That's fantastic. And
we just started our Kickstarter, which was our first attempt at selling in July of 2018. So it really hasn't been that long.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So what were some of the learning opportunities? I don't talk about mistakes. I just call them learning opportunities along the way.
You know, I thought about this a little bit in advance of our conversation, and one that is, I won't call it fun to talk about, but is a learning opportunity for sure, was we're still partnering with a wonderful warehouse, but there was a glitch with the printing software for the labels. And we accidentally sent out how many, Mom?
94.
94
orders.
Duplicate orders. So if somebody ordered one, we sent them two. If someone ordered two, we sent them four. Mm-hmm. And we didn't realize it until they were all out the door. So we had to own that mistake and try and find a creative way to get those units back, because for a small company, that was a lot of lost revenue. So we sent a clever email that talked about bloopers from successful companies and mentioned that companies of all sizes make mistakes. You remember Clear Pepsi is, you know, is one example. And we got back a lot of the units, and then we additionally incentivized people who we hadn't heard from with a gift card if they would send us back the units. And we recovered something like 85 or 90% of the units.
Mm-hmm. 90%.
So that was a lesson in needing to maintain accuracy, also humility, mm-hmm. and trying to find creative ways to turn a problem into a way to show off your company personality.
And we talk about being vulnerable, you know, being transparent, and vulnerability is more important today than it was even 10 years ago. So I think that's fantastic. So what is your plan for the future? Are you looking at other products or new distribution channels? Certainly you can share a little, go ahead and share a little bit about the Shark Tank experience, because that was quite a lengthy time. You had to keep all that quiet, right?
Yeah, that was.
It was. So, funny story, Katie and I, just on a whim, decided to go to a casting call early February 2019. So just over a year ago. And my husband knew about that. He knew that we flew out there, and he knew that we were waiting to hear on next steps. Well, Shark Tank makes it clear that you are not allowed to share if you get called back for next steps. And so I did not share with my husband all the way through.
Oh,
so there were several steps along the way that Katie and I had to cleverly collaborate, because we live in different towns. And I actually went on an Alaska cruise, and there was something due while I was there. So I had to scoop my husband off on an excursion on his own so that we could collaborate on the deliverables. And it made it fun. But when season 11 started last September, my husband still didn't know. And the first episode, they had an intro video for the season. And Katie and I were on it.
Oh,
you saw us for a few
seconds.
And my husband's eyeballs. I wish I had a picture, but I had no idea that we were going to be in that video. So he looks at the TV, and he looks at me, and he looks back at the TV, and finally the light bulb went on. He was like, oh my gosh, we're going to be on Shark Tank. So that spilled the beans right there.
That's pretty funny.
How
long have you been married?
12 years.
Oh, yeah. Good for you. Yeah. Excellent.
He puts up with me.
You guys are a good pair. That whole Shark Tank experience was just incredible for a lot of reasons. Of course, big exposure for our brand, but also having been fans of the show for so long, I think we've seen every episode since the beginning of time. So to be standing there in front of five iconic sharks that we've only seen on TV, it was surreal. And then to be doing it together was so much fun. I think my siblings have to be a little jealous of how much time I get to spend with my mom. And we have a good business justification to do it. So that was an awesome mom-daughter trip, and also a bucket list thing to get to do.
Well, that's exciting. So for the people that are watching or listening, you've shared a little bit of your ups and downs. What encouragement can you give them to think about starting a business or building a business or staying with it, having that persistence?
Well, you know,
I would say having a partner, that we each have our moments where we want to not throw in the towel, but we second guess maybe how involved we are or next steps. For instance, when I went full-time, I left my full-time job and decided to go full-time with Slumber Pod. It was a little bit of a risk. Katie was so supportive. My husband was so supportive. But without that partner without that true dedication that each of us have, I don't know that we would be here today. I'm sure we wouldn't.
I love that. Katie, what do you think?
Oh, I'll add to that that we're both optimists, but of course, you know, something may give you a setback. And I agree with my mom that it is a huge blessing to be able to pull each other up. So if one of us has a little bit of a bad day, the other one is reminding them of all the reasons why we exist and how much we're helping families travel, feel liberated and not nervous about taking their small children somewhere. So that's huge.
We very, very rarely have any moments of speculation or downtime, but because our customers are so good at continuing to fill our bucket that what we're doing is the right thing, we must get 10 to 15 direct messages or shares in stories about how Slumber Pod is a lifesaver, and it absolutely keeps us going.
That's fantastic. So share your latest marketing win. Is it Shark Tank? For certainly, obviously, that elevates your brand. And I believe, you know, your episode's already shown. I watched it. It was fantastic. And I think Barbara was interested. Can you share the outcome of Shark Tank at this point and where you're headed with that?
Yeah, we can. We were able to get a deal with Barbara, and we got 100% of what we were asking for when we went into the show, which doesn't happen.
Which is highly unusual. So congratulations.
Thank you. So that felt really good. And we'll be able to use, you know, additional cash we have in our business for inventory, product development on some additional ideas, as well as marketing. And one thing, this goes actually back to a lesson learned or turning lemons into lemonade type situations. We're going to do a pet version of our product because pets, similar to children, especially when they're traveling, may have separation anxiety, need to decompress in a dark and private place. So we're looking at rolling out a pet version. And one of the reasons this came
about— that'll be huge because they're probably easy to pack and take with you as opposed to—
exactly, exactly. And the pet and baby industries are both, knock on wood, pretty recession proof. So that should be good. But the reason, one of the reasons we are doing this pet version is because we over-ordered fabric early on, and some of the fabric was just a touch less blackout dark than what we wanted for the baby version. So we were sitting on our hands going like, what are we gonna do with this additional fabric? Oh wait, we could use it for a pet version, and all we would have to do is a couple of small modifications that wouldn't be hard for our supplier by any means. So now we're just a few months away from being able to debut that on the market.
That's fantastic. Is it going to be called Slumber Pod for Pets, or what is there?
It is.
All right.
Good Sharon.
That's great. That's going to be fantastic. I'll probably buy one.
Awesome. And we're also going to roll out some additional sleep related accessories for children that will be good cross-selling opportunities for our existing customer base.
That's wonderful. I think that's fantastic. And where can people find you for Slumber Pod?
We're on our website, slumberpod.com. We sell in the United States from our website, as well as Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Singapore. We're also on Bye Bye Baby and Bed Bath & Beyond online, as well as Amazon US.
That's fantastic. You heard it here. And if people wanted to find out more about your story, do they go to the slumberpod.com website?
They do. We have an about page, as well as, what's it called, Katie? I don't have the website up. Is it our story?
I think it is our story. And then we have a pretty robust blog program as well. Some of the blogs are written by us, but a lot of them are written by sleep consultants who've been wonderful affiliate marketers for us and are actually a huge part of our marketing strategy, to one of your earlier questions.
So what's your biggest need right now? You've got the funding, you know, and one of the things that I want to applaud you for throughout your history is you've always reached out to find the right advice, the right mentoring, the right experts to help you on the next step. And so many women try to do everything on their own. So I just want to applaud you for that. So what do you see as your next 12 months rolling out, besides the pet project? Which,
Gosh, our network has been huge and we've learned so much from them, yet still have a lot to learn on this whole journey. Let's see, what do we need the most, Mom? Is it more time? I mean, do we need to be thinking about...
Time was the first thing that came to mind, but she is right. Delegating or finding people who can help you. So I'm actually talking to some distributors, some middlemen that will connect us with big box retailers. We're going to our largest juvenile product manufacturing trade show in April, and that's where we'll also connect with a lot of resources. So just making sure that you continue to reach out to people, you network, you find solutions and assistance with the things that you need help with.
I love
you. Don't try and do it all yourself.
Exactly. I love your comment about outsourcing, Mom, because that's been huge. Sharon, we in August hired 2 part-time customer service people, and they have been a tremendous asset to us because before, my mom, mostly my mom, was responding to every Instagram private message and email to our main inbox. And that was hindering her ability, our ability to be strategic and to do the things that we're truly irreplaceable for.
So you're learning delegation, which is very important, right?
That's wonderful. I think, Sharon, both of us can look back at everything that's happened in our career and in our life and say that all of that happened to bring us right here today, because we're both in marketing and communication. We've learned a lot of different things in our daytime jobs, and we're being able to bring that to the table here with SlumberPod.
By solving a problem and serving a need. So we go right back to every one of you watching and listening has the opportunity to create. I've shared the story about the talking books that I helped build when a time when my kids didn't like to read. So I was looking at how can we solve the problem. Same thing with building Rich Dad. So we certainly needed help in a financial literacy side of things. So every one of you has the opportunity to take that idea from here to create something going global. And I see SlumberPod going global as well. And I really appreciate the fact that you are growing at a rate that works within your structure and that you continue to bring in the resources and the people that can support you. So, and certainly I'm sure with the exposure on Shark Tank is just going to open all kinds of new markets for you as well. So get ready. I'm sure it's going to be a wild ride. I'd like to ask you to stay with me. We're going to do another short interview for the private Facebook group, Play Big Boom It with Sharon Lecter. And in that one, I'm going to have Angela come online because she's the one that connected us, and she's been an absolute godsend to me, working together for 18 years. And she's helped you guys when you talk about bringing in outside resources. I know she's helped you with some of your cash flow analysis and projections, and she's a treasure.
Godsend to us as well. We can't imagine trying to plan our business, not just cash flow, but even with preparing for Shark Tank. I mean, she had us completely buttoned up. That's why we looked good on TV, was because we had answers to questions like, you know, net income and our margins and our landed cost, our sales projections, everything. We were so beautifully prepared for it. I think that's a huge part of why we did well. Thank you, Angela.
And you don't have to learn it all on your own. You just have to write people on your team to help you know what you need to say, right? That's fantastic. Well, thank you again, ladies, for being with us. And hold on tight, because we're going to do another recording. For those of you watching and listening, rewind and get your notepad. Listen to what these ladies have shared, because they've created a hugely successful company because of their passion and their talent, but with the right associations, taking action and having faith in themselves, and I think a little faith in each other getting through the rough times. So thank you so much for being part of this. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Lou. And hold on tight. We're going to go to the next interview. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.